Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
707 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com live. From the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. That pause there, I think, got people engaged.
It's dramatic. There's no doubt about that.
No.
You know, some of the great ones had that.
Jim Rome.
Paul Harvey. You know, Arthur Godfrey.
Brad Muskoff, that guy that played the role of the judge on 1380 in 2002.
Freddie Prinz
had that, I'd say, yeah. And now you have it.
Right. You gong yourself, bro?
I just did, yeah.
Okay. All right, are you disappointed?
Yeah, you're
a little disappointed in the start of the show. The start of the show has been a little disappointing. But you go ahead now, Tim. You get us lined up.
Well, I want the people to call in.
Oh, call in.
I want a press conference Wednesday. You know, you have Ween Wednesday. Barrett's got his under the radar column out, so that'll be probably a 40-minute discussion on the comings and goings and goings and comings in Market 200. But I want the people, Doug, just an open forum. You know, like Derek Gould goes on stltoday.com,
yeah,
and he does a chat, and the people ask questions, and he answers the question. I was reading his chat this morning. It was kind of fascinating stuff on the comings and goings and goings. And so, you know, if people want to talk about butt play,
no,
I'm open to answering. Plowboy's nodding.
Not that.
People have a lot of questions about this hotel that we're going to be opening.
Yeah, there does seem to be a buzz in the business community.
I had a dozen people that want to provide the financing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to redo the Millennium?
TMA Hotel. It's a 5-star with 140 rooms with elegant dining and a fry bar and
a lot of guys
in boy shorts running around.
That's the key. Doug, the number for press conference Wednesday is 855-282-8255. That's 855-282-8255. You just save it in your phone. Say, hey, this is the number for the boys.
That's Cub Talk?
Yeah, it spells Cub Talk, actually.
All right.
855-282-8255. The appliance discounter phone lines, it's the Design Air Heating and Cooling. 7 o'clock hour. Design Air is donating 2% of all sales from the TMA audience to Three Little Birds for Life. DesignAirService.com. DesignAir is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. And then we have our Hot Shots email of the day. Yesterday, Sarah B. from Tennessee and Renoco Coffee gave us 2 tickets right behind home plate.
Nice.
And tonight, JMH Law Firm giving away a pair of Cardinal tickets for this evening's fun and games, plus a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots. Doug, it's all here for you. It's all here for our audience in the Hot Shots email of the day.
Mm. Those are nice gifts. You give away a pair of tickets. That's what people like.
That's a haul.
It's a nice little gift package.
Then you get the Lemmings lunch, too?
Let's see. Now, this is in the text inbox, not the... I'm telling you, people calling... Like, there are people who text in and say, I got banned from the fan page. You don't have to give your name. Let's have a discussion, and maybe our Board of Appeals... We are a Board of Appeals, aren't we?
I think so. We're the Ninth Circuit Board of Appeals.
Nice. I like that. Maybe we'll go, you know what? That was a mistake. That was wrong.
It's not likely, but there's a possibility.
Right. And, you know, all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you're back on the fan pin. I'd like to call, this is from the 217, and that's up Hannibal Way?
All right.
Is it Springfield? Is that Urbana? Champaign?
Well, Hannibal's not by Springfield, is it? Hannibal's by Quincy. Quincy's across
really
the river.
It depends on your perspective.
Right.
All right.
I'd like to call in and put the fan pin on notice. Hold on. What a bunch of dweebs that page is.
Yeah, that's a good one right there.
I don't agree.
That might be a text of the day.
You want that to be a roast?
I think that's worth a sandwich.
So what is it? Is it a press conference? A news conference Wednesday?
Press conference Wednesday and Ween Wednesday.
Okay, so let's set some ground rules here because the phone lines are lighting up.
Shrewsbury Seminary student Doug will be playing the role of Matt Carpenter, or is it Dexter Fowler, Anthony Rizzo? Well, I don't know who's leading off.
Rizzo's leading off, and now he's texting Dex. I think there should be some rules. Someone calls in, they identify themselves and their media outlet,
Right.
And then they and then they identify who the question is for,
right,
and then they state their
question. Like Calvin May raises his hand and says, Painter in Rolla. And that's how the whole thing starts with the Cardinal post game.
Right. Or me, after a loss, I go, Jim Hayes, rights holder, you should have won tonight. How come the umpires are out to get you?
Good for you. Yeah.
Doug Vaughn from Doug's Big Channel. Who's big for you?
Nice. See? This, just to get, because for us, this ability to ask questions at a press conference, it's second nature. It's something we were, it's a word I'm looking for, blessed with the ability to do. But I realize the commoner, Doug, I call him the proletariat. I don't know if that comes off wrong.
But they're less important than us.
Right.
Yeah.
The unwashed.
Thank you. They don't know how to say, talk about that seventh inning home run, Matt. You see, that's something that...
That requires a degree of some sort.
You have butterflies facing your old team?
No, it's the third time now. So, I mean, it's that goes away.
Right.
Those kind of questions require a four-year degree with lots of drunkenness, taking a bunch of courses that have absolutely nothing to do with anything you're interested in or that will actually teach you a usable skill, but it's going to cost you $20,000 a year.
And then once you have your degree and you're in debt, that pang of fear that, so now I have to work in radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what we've done. We have an absolutely meaningless degree.
Well, not all of us.
Well, almost. Just this close to a meaningless degree.
Guys, bring back that Bobby Bestel. That guy flat out knew how to run a fan page. That comes from Long Schlong Silver.
He ran a nice one up there, Moberly Way.
I tried to buy it from him. I couldn't acquire that property. But as we know, I run in moneyed circles.
How much you offer?
I think I offered him $1,000. I think that is what
and
I offered him.
Decided not to take it because he thought the value just might skyrocket.
That guy has been asked to mainline bleach.
If that were a game show, the host would have said something like, okay, here's the deal, $1,000 for a website that has absolutely no value. What are you going to do?
Did he think he was going to sell advertising on it or something? Can you even do that on
Facebook?
Sometimes
people have hobbies that are of more value than money to them. You know, for example, my little pottery setup, it doesn't have a big monetary value, but if suddenly someone said, I'll give you $10,000, no way, because that's where I'm at peace.
All right, Doug, here's the, we're going to start the, it's a Wednesday press conference. It's Ween Wednesday. Design Air, the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour, online at designairservice.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Let's start off with a Shrewsbury Seminary student. Good morning, Shrewsbury Seminary student.
Please welcome identify yourself.
Press and, conference Wednesday.
Please identify yourself, your media outlet, and then who the question is directed, then state your question, sir. That's the rules.
I'm a Shrewsbury Seminary student. I'm from the Wester Shrewsbury Times. Isn't that a paper?
Yes, it is.
Shrewsbury.
Yeah,
I'm from there. I'm just going to bounce around a little bit. I got a question for all three of you, and then I got one question for Plowboy. So I just kind of bounce around a little
bit? Doug, are you fine with that?
Well, don't bounce too much.
All right. Kat, I'll start with you. Are these Redbirds ready to soar?
I believe they are ready to soar. If you saw the second game last night, you saw a comeback that was on the verge of an issuance of a spirit win. So, yes, I'm going to say
follow-up question. Who's big for you?
Good question.
Who's not big on that ball club right now? That's my counter question. Matt Carpenter in the leadoff spot will lead us to soaring.
All right, Doug, I got a question for you now.
Yeah.
Who's the GOAT right now, K-Dot Lamar or Kanye?
Ooh, that's not a bad question.
Well, I've never even heard of K-Dot Lamar, so I'll say Kanye.
You've been a big fan of his.
No, I'm not a fan.
You like that easy, Doug?
No. But good question.
Doug, this is press conference Wednesday where the audience...
Odd.
It's Ween Wednesday.
All right, Tim, I got two questions for you.
Okay.
One, what's the best parenting tip you've heard so far? And two, how's the radio business treating you?
Let's see, Doug, like the skipper, I'm going to take the second one first. Doug, I would describe it as strong to quite strong.
Yeah.
Mm. That might be an understatement.
And then I'll take the first one last. Let's see. It's called the pause. You ever hear this?
The pause.
Doug?
This is the best parenting tip?
Pause.
The pause.
Yeah. And I'm reading this book right now. And again, I will make it clear before 300 people text in and say, you don't know what you're talking right. about until you actually have the baby. And I'm well aware of that. Yeah. So I know that I don't know. That's what I know. But that oftentimes parents hear their babies crying, newborn baby crying, and then immediately rush to take care of them.
Oh, yeah. Bring them in the bed and everything.
Right.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, so you agree with when...
It's hard not... It's
right,
really,
exactly,
really hard.
Because the instinct is to do so, but that the pause right. actually helps teach better sleep habits and also long-term a form of self-reliance. So I'm anxious to see how we actually are able to execute that sometime in August.
There's also a book that I've, if I may.
No, of course. No, it's Press Conference
Alec Baldwin's Guide to Parenting is a big help. I've read that
really?
Two or three times. Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to read that.
Yeah. Is that the same thing as ferberizing? I think there's another name for it, ferberizing.
Well, you're talking about felching.
No, I think you're talking about being a furry.
No, I think that's called. Sorry, buddy. I'll turn it off.
We had times when all three of our kids would be crying and in the bed at the same time. We had five of us lined up with a dog in the bed and all in the same bed.
Who was crying the most?
I kept saying, why did we buy a 4-bedroom house? We just needed a double wide trailer with one big wide bed. And everyone is in there.
What do you always say that you can't judge? Based on the outcome, what is that thing?
Oh, results-oriented thinking.
Yeah, but
I mean, we're going to focus on the process.
But I will say this, though. Doug, I'm a fan of your sons. They've all turned out very well. So the process worked for you.
Well,
sorry. Your kids are good kids.
Anything to keep them from crying at the moment.
Plowboy, the action's on you.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
All right, my one question is, what's Gucci? And then I'll sign off with drink bleach, Bessel.
What's Gucci? Like, what's Gucci in my life?
It's too late. It's a press conference Wednesday. They come and they go.
I just put a little oil in my Lumina, and it runs like an absolute champ. So the most recent thing that is Gucci would be my 97 Chevy Lumina.
What does that mean, what's Gucci? What's cool?
What's good?
What's happening?
What's cracking?
What's good?
Nice.
What's Gucci is what's
so
good.
Cool.
Nice. Doug, this is the Evil Midget on fan page. That's what it's, I just read what's in the prompter, and I say it. I'm amazing. Yes, Evil Midget.
Yeah, I was calling to put the fan pin on notice.
Okay. Well, hold on.
Doug,
hold
you
on.
Might have a platform you agree with here.
I thought we had a format. You state your name and your media affiliation, and then you can go ahead with your question or calling out someone.
Okay, so this is like one of those people who graduated from J school from like the Topeka Telegraph.
Yeah. All right.
It's like a long winded statement and then just kind of ended as care to discuss.
Okay.
So this is more of a fan pin notice and then it'll be a care to discuss. So I get tired of the fan pin blasting people when they duplicate a post. All these guys sitting in their mom's basements just fill that page up with all sorts of posts.
Right.
How's the guy supposed to find one that's been duplicated? God forbid someone puts the same thing on there twice.
That's
kick them off. Drink bleach. Sit on a pitchfork. Whatever you got to do. Care to discuss?
That's a Gucci point.
Nice. We're incorporating the lexicon of the tykes.
Right.
Doug, that was the Evil Midget on fan page.
Well, I agree.
Who works at the Topeka Times.
Yeah. Telegraph.
Apologize.
I agree. Everybody thinks, oh, I said that 3 days ago. How dare you say it again? Knock it off with that. Is it really that big of an ordeal
this
for you
original,
that somebody wrote a sentence that you may have read a day or two before?
When people do this, we used to have, I don't know if they still do it, the tickler, the butt tickler, to where if you post something. If you post something multiple times, I think it was the brawler, sometimes CJ6 would get
and Doug,
involved.
Are you still sideways with the brawler? Or are you
sideways. Yeah.
Iggy, and you're sideways with the CJ6?
No, I leave him alone now.
Okay. The cat, who are you sideways with? The Brewers?
Yeah, I don't
Bill
like
Bill Hall for sure.
I don't like those Brewers one bit.
So Plowhawk, are you sideways with anybody?
Not
really.
God, no.
Yeah.
I'm good.
All right.
You are good.
Very good. Doug Lefty Jacksmear has a question here on Press Conference Wednesday in the
Remember
Ryan
the format, again. Lefty.
Good morning, boys.
Hello, Lefty.
Jacksmear. I'm reporting for the CJ6 fan page.
Oh.
First question. Big plans for Father's Day for any of you?
Doug, I know you were talking about getting the chance to just sit with your family and watch the U.S. Open on Sunday afternoon and enjoy a barbecue.
No, I'll get to work about 1 o'clock, and I'll sit down and I'll start editing video, and I'll be done about 11 o'clock at night with everything for a 30-minute show and a 4-minute sportscast at 10 and a 4-minute sportscast at 5:30. So I'll be working, you know, 12, 13 hours.
Yeah, but your family will probably stop by with a bundt cake for you.
No, they'll probably go out and have a good time. I'll be working all day, as every day.
Well, I'm actually in town, since I'm not on that part of the road trip. So who knows what's in store for me? Perhaps a new
maybe
grill.
Red Robin, bottomless fries.
Perhaps a new grill.
Sounds like it's wide open.
Because our current grill, which was a Father's Day gift, I think about 5 years ago, we had some bad weather a couple of years ago, big winds and everything. Mm. And if you don't lock the wheels in place, even though the grill, we're blessed enough to have a big, heavy grill, this thing was blown down the hill in my yard, and we heard it, and we were waiting for the propane to explode. Thankfully, it didn't.
Did but not explode on my chest.
So that's what I got.
All right.
Tim?
I will be, my parents are jetting, Doug, for a while, heading down to Hilton Head. I will be joining them a week from tonight, flying into Charleston. I don't like that. It's a long drive from Charleston to Hilton Head.
Mm-hmm. How long a drive, Tim?
2 hours, and it's not interstate. It's kind of back
roads. You make your wife drive, though, so you can.
Yeah, I mean, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
What else is she going to do?
Exactly.
Now, do you guys have
I got to argue with people online
well,
on
she's
Twitter.
She was just sitting there before.
Thank
she can drive.
Thank you.
Do you have
Thank
a place,
you.
A timeshare? Do you own a place?
My parents have a place, but we stay at a hotel because the whole family's coming and they're staying at my parents' place. So we stay at a hotel because there isn't room at the
inn, so to speak.
Well, it's their home. But yeah, there'll be like 10 people staying there or something like that.
And you don't
my
need
brother Danny, my brother Kevin, my sister Bora.
What does it say about us in terms of a difference of social climbing that you have a place at Hilton Head?
I have no place at Hilton
Head. And my family goes to the Jersey Shore.
I have no
what do you
place.
Think that says
I have
you?
Nothing.
Does that mean that we're poor white trash? We're just...
Well, I've never been to the Jersey Shore to check it out.
You'd like it there.
I have a feeling I wouldn't.
I'll bet you would.
I have a feeling a lot of tough guys like, walking around.
No, everybody.
What you looking at?
No, it's all family.
Forget about it.
They don't even have liquor. They don't even have liquor on the boardwalk. So everyone's like in family mode.
Okay.
Lefty Jacksmere, do you have any other questions?
No, just one more statement. You were talking about the baby and the crying. You're going to be, just do whatever you think you need to do. My daughter always cried, wouldn't sleep in a crib. We put her in bed with us. She slept. As soon as she was big enough for a toddler bed, she slept overnight in the bed. No problems. There will be times where you just have to get sleep. Just put the baby in the bed and you'll be fine.
I agree with that.
You're going to give a bell, I see. There it is.
Because here's the thing. It's better for the kid. Well, the kid's crying. You're the parent. Bring the kid into the bed. All right? And get some sleep, everyone.
Yeah, love you've had a half love hour of sleep in 2 days. Mm. Put the kid in the bed and go to sleep.
Yeah, well, you just can't do that when they're too small because you hear stories of people rolling over on the...
Well, I get in sleep position and I stay there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Tim, you are a special guy.
Yeah, I guess I am. Yeah. I am.
Gong, please.
Danny Schwartz?
Oh.
Good strike.
I had one of them.
Thank you, Lefty.
Thanks, boys.
Great questions.
We had one of them in bed with us.
Mm.
I think it was when he was, still 3 or 4 years old. And so he's about half my size. And he would thrash about with his legs, restless leg syndrome, maybe, and leaned over in the middle of the night and kicked me right in the nut bag. I mean, just as hard as he possibly could. Right in the middle of the night. That's how I woke up. And I collapsed, rolled over onto the floor. And I'm saying, why do bad things happen to good people?
What is that? That's what you were saying while you were hungry.
Yes.
Didn't you attempt to breastfeed him at some point? Why he was still angry about that.
Guys, putting your kids in your bed is how serial killers are made. Thanks. That's from the 314. Is that true?
No, it's not
true. Such nonsense.
No. In fact, there's a whole theory out there that there's a family bed theory that it draws people closer together when they sleep together and...
Tyler, when he was younger, he would thrash about, and you're going to get an elbow to the face or something.
Gosh,
but that's part of it.
I took a beating.
Grow up.
Yeah. Grow up.
Grow up.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily the thing to say. If you're lying in bed and you get an elbow in the face.
You say grow up? That's what you say?
Grow up. You brought the kid into the world. Have a little responsibility now. Stop your whining. Take care of the kid.
Doug, the correct answer to the Shrewsbury Seminary student was, what's Louis my killer? What's drugs my dealer? What's that jacket Margiela?
That's what I should have said.
Correct.
Well, I didn't and won't. That's nonsense.
Doug, next up here at the Wednesday press conference for the Ryan Kelly Morning After is the Tim Mann.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Tim.
Remember
Mann.
The format, Tim Mann. We're very serious about that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I have a question for Doug.
Well, you didn't say your media affiliation, so I'm a little disappointed.
I'm with, the stuff.
Okay. Fair enough.
Some people just can ad-lib.
All right, go ahead, Tim, man.
I'm wondering, it's been bothering me for a while, but every morning my pee smells like coffee. Huh. Can you tell me why that is?
I'm not a coffee drinker. I wouldn't have any idea. What are you doing smelling it?
It's inevitable.
Why? Why would that be inevitable?
I don't know. That's why I called.
Oh, well.
Didn't you have a minor in liquid waste disposal?
I did not.
I thought you did.
I did not, but good question. Really strong question.
That was his only question.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't have the answer to that.
I didn't know that happened.
I don't know that it does. I think maybe he just made it up, Tim.
Oh, I doubt that. He had a real problem. He sought advice from a wise man, and you punted. You didn't even care to think about it.
I don't drink coffee. No, I've never experienced that. I wouldn't know why.
So if you've never
such an issue.
So if you've never experienced, you can't even help him figure out possible reasons?
No.
I have a lot of people urinate on my chest, and I have never noticed any coffee-like scent. So I agree with you, Doug. I think he might have made it up.
Yeah, I think he probably made up the question.
Some people drink too much coffee, and maybe that affects the smell of their waste. You know, like if they're drinking cup after cup of that delicious Folgers, it happens.
Tim Mann should go drink his self-made coffee with a splash of bleach.
It's always bleach.
That's the risk of calling into this radio program for Press Conference Wednesday. You will be told to take yourself out.
Right.
But the reward is you get to ask whatever you want, and we get to walk it over.
Now, it used to be antifreeze. Go drink antifreeze.
We've upgraded around
now
here.
Now it's bleach.
Right. But people will tag me in a million posts on the fan page, and oft times I don't answer it. Because I'm not going to go through, with 30 notifications up there and then answer each question. So if you have a question, this is your time to ask. I mean, this is, what an opportunity. What an opportunity.
Yeah.
Like Tony La Russa used to do that call-in show, which was the basis for Ask Tony. Uh-huh. And somebody would ask an asinine question, and that's a really good question. And that's what we're giving the people here. Because I was kind of wondering why that guy's urine was starting to smell like coffee. But I didn't want to bring it up myself. Since he brought it up, now I feel like we can kind of really do a deep dive on it.
Right. It's out in the open there now.
Well, what is it? 1-800-CUB-TALK? Is that the
855-CUB-TALK.
855-282-8255.
Was it Tin Man or Tim Man? Well, either way, please go kill yourself. That's from The Hunchback of Vaughn Castle.
It was Tim Man. And I would say this, too, for just to frame it. This is an opportunity for folks to get one-on-one time with three hosts that really understand the complexities of the world.
They tag you on every post, Tim, because it's all a bunch of squids on that page, and you're their only friend.
Well, now that could be.
I've never heard the term squid.
Squid.
That, I just learned how to hug.
All right.
Doug, this is Bob with a fantasy baseball question.
Oh, okay, Bob.
Firewood. Hey, this is Bob. I'm with the Ledoux Patch.
Yep,
sure.
the only paper to cover the Dan Marshall, Todd Robbins press conference.
Mm-hmm. And rightly so, yes. So, Doug,
yeah.
I was just recently offered. I hear you're a personnel guy, so that's why I want to ask you this question.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I was recently offered a trade. I would be getting Ryan Zimmerman for George Springer. Your thoughts?
Zimmerman has had a fantastic year, MVP caliber year so far. He's one of the top players in all of fantasy baseball. But I think he only hit like 218 last year.
So you feel like it's a sell high position?
I think it could be. I think if you can get Springer, you probably... Of course, it all depends on what else you got on your team.
Yeah, what's your outfield situation? What's your first base situation?
Right, right. So I think that's a reasonable deal.
All right, and follow-up question. Would you ever consider doing Sports Sunday bottomless?
Who says I haven't already?
Nice, oh, nice.
Now we're
nice.
Getting somewhere.
There are times I'm behind the desk. I'm not just standing up. So, you know, who says I haven't? Who says I won't again in the future?
You're swinging free and easy.
Yeah.
Just the way we like it. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Doug, you know Tucker, don't you? The audience
Tucker
loves,
Carlson.
The audience loves Tucker, and here he is on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Good morning, Tucker.
Hey, boys. How we doing today?
Oh, fine. Tuxie, how are you?
I'm good. I had like a weird question for you. I was like driving when I was on the road the other day, and you get the Sirius satellite in your car, you know?
Sure.
And like I was listening to Ryan Russillo's show, and his producer is like from St. Louis, all right?
Michelle Smallman. She used to be
Michelle
at 101.
Smallman, yeah. And his girlfriend is one of the old Fox Sports girls. I don't know if many people know that.
No. Doug, did you know that?
I don't know.
That's
any
a true story as well. If you remember those broads, they were kind of cute.
Don't say broads.
Like got on TV and like said Fox Sports, watched the Cardinals game. Jimmy knows, Cat knows what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were nice, nice ladies.
Yeah, he's dating Kayla. Well, he just went on like a little bit of a thing about St. Louis, man. He said that we claim we invented everything in the world. And
who said this, Russillo?
Russillo, yeah. And he was referencing ice cream cones, like hot dogs, toasted raviolis, saying we think that we invented all these things. And I don't know, do you guys have that perception that St. Louisans think they invented everything?
Well, they think they invented those things because I guess they first appeared at the 1904 World's Fair. The hot dog
everything
and the ice cream cone.
At the World's Fair, man.
Well, that's not everything. Like, that's a couple of things.
They were like baboons with nipple clamps. And Indians at the World's Fair.
Oh, true.
Fair
was, okay, well, he invented that too, then.
Super crazy, yeah. And they said it was like a real Olympics there, too. There was no Olympics. Read the history of it.
Well, it was the Olympics. It just wasn't. They didn't have it.
They had it out of Glen Echo.
Nowhere, yeah, that's where the golf was. Nowhere close to what it is today, of course, but it's what they could muster in 1904.
Like Michael Phelps there.
Tucker, can I ask you a question, though? Are people from St. Louis walking around going, hi, we invented the hot dog? I've never even heard that before.
Well, I think it's because of that stupid World's Fair. We keep piggybacking off something that happened like 280 years ago.
No, it would be 113.
Matter of opinion.
I get it, Doug. I'm using it for exaggeration.
That's called a hyperbole.
Okay.
Yeah, hyperbole. You guys are good at that.
All right. So you're kind of down on the World's Fair.
Not just the World's Fair. I don't want to get like a reputation of like thinking that we're so cool. And we're just this little like Midwestern city trying to mind our own business. And you got these guys on the East Coast thinking that we think we invented everything.
Yeah, I think we have a better reputation for crime. So,
oh, that's for
you know what else we invented? We invented Twitter.
Well, a guy from here, and then he bolted to the West Coast.
Well, but he was from here when he invented it.
Yeah, this is a dude that used to sit and watch trains at the Webster Groves train station all morning.
Well, whatever he did, he still invented Twitter.
Got there and looked for freaking train patterns. That was this dude's idea of a good time. He must have been a real winner.
Okay, don't you take Twitter away from him.
I'm not taking Twitter away from any from Jack. I'm taking it away from St. Louis because he was in Silicon Valley when he invented it.
I don't
the
know.
Offices in San Francisco.
Well, he was a St. Louisan, though.
Dates like supermodels and stuff. He doesn't have any. What do you think? He's back here going to the High Point on a Friday night?
Very likely he is,
yes. Dinner at the Cheshire Inn?
Why wouldn't he?
Because he's too cool.
Well, I don't know how cool he is.
Man. I don't know.
Well, you have to give us credit for what we did.
Tucker, what are you proud of about St. Louis?
Great question.
That is a good question, man. I should have started with that.
It's not that great a question.
You know, I'm proud of the parking at the Brentwood Promenade, how they engineered a parking lot where two anchor stores back into each other so that even when you're far away from one, you're close to the other and you have nowhere to park. I'm proud of that.
You know what I'm proud of? Can I tell you what I'm proud of?
What?
Tim.
Yeah.
Well, he's a homegrown product, and I hear he's got two houses on Hilton Head, which is pretty cool. I'm guessing you're in Sea Pines. This is a tight read. You're probably going to stay at that Marriott, like Monarch property. Is that correct?
That is not accurate. That is not accurate.
Well, I summer down in Hilton Head. I was just
Doug. Do you like when somebody says
no,
they summer?
I don't like it. No, you stop it. You go on vacation.
Yeah, I was just there and did the whole bike riding with the kids and all the silliness. You got to go into Stu's Subs. You go there?
I have not been to Stu's, but I'm now going to go on your recommendation.
It's in Coligny. All right,
Doug. It's in Coligny.
I don't know where that is.
Shopping center. Write it down. Best bread. You won't regret it.
Come on, it's a
Anything
sub sandwich.
Good.
We invented those in St. Louis. We know all about sub sandwiches.
I'll bet we did. I'll bet we invented those. Did we invent having two outlet malls 10 feet from each other?
Yes, yes. We have that in Chesterfield.
I like that.
Oh, that's a great invention. That's just.
Did you have kids? So did they sleep in your bed? How did you handle it?
That, you know what? I was listening to you guys talk about that. Some nights you just got to say F it. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, Tammy. Some nights you just say screw it, let them in.
Yeah. Sometimes you're so tired you just give in.
We tried all those gimmicks, right, when we had number one, and some of them worked. There's this deal. Oh, what was this book called? Happiest Baby on the Block. Yeah. Legit. All right. But that, like, kind of works, but then sometimes you're just like, man, just get in here.
Right.
Little dingle. Like, just get in here. Get some sleep.
And sometimes, if they're little babies and they're crying and you can't figure out what to do, you put a towel on the dryer. You turn the dryer on, and that vibration will put the kid right to sleep.
I don't know. Some of us have iPhones now that make noises like that.
Oh, it does.
That was a shot at you, Doug.
We could probably just do that. I don't know if we need to go turn the dryer on and waste our electric bill.
Well,
burn the child because it gets hot.
About the dryer.
You're going to some fancy sub shop in Hilton Head, and you're talking about worried about your electric bill now.
Yeah, fancy sub shop with wood floors and a surfboard hanging on the back and a bunch of dollar bills taped to the ceiling.
Ooh,
that's
nice.
Not as fancy as it gets.
Sure. It'll probably cost you $15 a sub.
Well, that's true. Hey, anything down there.
Hey, Tucker, you really are kind of we're living vicariously through you because it seems like you've had numerous dalliances with some lesbians over the last few months. Have you had any lesbianism in your life over the last month or so?
Not a ton. I had a lesbian friend get married the other day.
Did you go to the wedding?
A coworker. I did go to the wedding. It was good. It was cool.
A lot of half lesbians there?
They're actually, I got to be honest with you, like the chicks that got married are what you call lipstickers, for sure.
Lipstickers.
I mean, they're not like the bulls. They're not like...
Not like Rachel Maddow.
I mean, no, nothing like Rachel Maddow or like A League of Their Own or anything.
League of Their Own.
there were some tight chicks there. And lesbians have a lot of lesbian friends. There are a lot of lesbian chicks there. But it was at that Jewel Box. It was nothing like crazy. It was a normal wedding. I mean, they played Celebration. They played the Electric Slide. You know, we had a few cocktails, went out afterwards because we had our babysitter till 1 in the morning. Nothing like too crazy.
Did any of the let me ask you this, Tucker. Did any of the lesbians hit on your wife for the potential less popular MFF?
That hasn't happened in like maybe 10 years, but it has happened at Bar Napoli once. A lesbian tried to go home with me and the wife when we lived in this like condo over by the Cheshire there. This gal tried to get home with her, and she's not into it, man. She's just not into it.
Really?
She's kind of square, man. I told you, we live in like this house is new now, and she thinks it's just, you know, taking the kids to soccer and things that just aren't. She's not into that stuff. Oh, man. Well, I mean, I was into it.
Yeah, you got in the fact that you live in a house in Ladue, didn't you?
I'm always going to get into that, man. I'll tell you what, because growing up over in St. Charles, I feel like I've made it big time now. I gotta be real braggadocio about that stuff.
Really?
Well, you should be proud, and the fact that you call into this radio show make you one of the special ones.
You got a big mansion now somewhere by St. Louis Country Club?
My theory, Dougie Doug, my theory is you buy the cheapest house in the best neighborhood, right? And
right.
Your kids still get to go to the schools. You get to feel like a piece of human garbage.
Sure.
When you go to their school events and whatnot, right. And they say, you're asking people what they do, and they're like, you know, I run Cecil Nicholas. You know, I'm, you know, I play for the Rams or I play for the Blues. And right. You're like, oh, cool. All right, man. I go on trips and read insurance law in Tampa, Florida, and sit there in my hotel at an Embassy Suites, eating something I got from the little food pantry down there, and taking advantage of the free 6 o'clock happy hour. That's my life.
Yeah.
All right, man.
But you got the house in Ladue.
Well, that's all that matters, right? My kids are still going to get the same education as those dingleberries that their dads do something for a living, right?
That's right.
That's all I care about.
Well, great call, Tucker.
You going to send them to Burroughs or MICDS? Or that's what your neighbors are doing.
Yeah.
probably Burrows if I can afford it. I mean,
yeah, that's only
by
what
that time, by that time I think I'm going to have a little bit of coin, so I should.
Don't
be
say coin, coin.
I like that coin.
Well, you got a big lawsuit pending or something?
No, it's just I'm a hard worker. I mean, I think that I'll I'm going to move up the old fashioned way. I'm not like into connections and whatnot, man. I just bust my butt and get out there and defend these big, awesome insurance companies from fraud. I got to tell you, it's a real glamorous living, boys. I got to tell you.
Well, it sounds like you're doing pretty well.
No, but I do. I'm looking to get into radio.
No, you're not.
Trade your jobs.
Well, everyone, listen. I listen to those Barstool podcasts, so I think anyone can do it.
You like Pardon My Take?
Oh, kidding me?
Doug?
Do you hear Jim Harbaugh on there?
Doug, you hear it?
I have not heard it, no.
Have you heard on there, guys?
No.
Oh, my God. He says the human body craves contact. He has the weirdest quotes you've ever heard, but I think he's legit. I think he's just freaking crazy.
Well, that, you know what you ought to do is you ought to buy some time, and then you can complain that everyone else at the station is holding you back, or you'd be a big star.
Who would you buy time with? I don't even know how this stuff works. How do you buy time? What do I mean? You just give him a check and say, let me get on the radio? Is that how it is now?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's really true? I mean, I'm serious. I didn't know.
You ought to do it. I'd listen to you, Tucker, for the reals.
What am I going to talk about? I mean, I got
I don't know. We just take phone calls and talk about the World's Fair.
Talk about the kids. I mean, like, soccer games.
Talk about old near lesbian encounters from Cafe Napoli.
Well, there's probably still a lot of those going on. I can still set up a microphone there on a Thursday night and catch all them 3-series drivers sitting there eating calamari and talking about the days when they went to their Catholic high schools. Is that right?
Yeah. Doug, is that what goes on?
Yeah.
That's a shot at St. Louis social behavior for the last 100 years.
And what's the guy that looks like Frankie Valli that runs that place? I don't know his name, but he's always kind of lingering around, walking, you know, doing that little mastermind, the Austin Powers, Dr. Evil thing with his fingers, walking around saying, like, talking to people and whatnot, asking how everybody's parents are. That's what I see when I go there. I don't know about you guys, but I didn't grow up there. I just, like, live around there after college and whatnot.
I'm not sure what you're talking about right now, but it's always wonderful when you call in, Tucker.
Well,
you do need to do a radio program. I'm dead serious. I would listen. Maybe you and the Plowhawk and Iggy, you could run point.
You guys take Venmo?
Doug?
No. Why would I take that? What is it?
Well, I could just pay you like that, and then that way I could just like jump on the air and not have to worry about the checks. And who writes checks in 2017?
I do.
Venmo, bro.
I do.
Venmo.
I hardly ever do.
I'm at work now. I probably should go in and get something done today, right?
Okay. Sorry to bother you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Have a good day. All right.
You too. Thanks.
All right, Tuxie.
All right.
There he is, Doug.
Doug, I have a question for you. Jim Hayes, rights holder.
Mm-hmm.
So if you happen to live in the Ladue area, which is a good school system,
yeah,
do you really need to send your kid to private school, or can your kid get a decent education from the Ladue?
Oh, I'm sure you can get a very good education from the Ladue school system.
How much better is a private one than that, if at all?
I don't know.
Your kids to private school. I'm sure you did the research.
Yeah. I would say some of the private schools are considerably better, and some of them aren't any better. Depends on where you live and depends on the private school.
Seems like you're evading.
Is this a debate you and E are having now?
We just like this so far. Our son's educational experience has been great.
Well.
Like where he goes to school. We like the other parents.
Well, then stay with it.
Right. In St. Louis, you feel that pressure, though.
Oh, tell me about it. There's a massive, massive pressure if you don't send your kids to the Catholic high school. If you went to the Catholic grade school, of course. When eighth grade comes and they start deciding where they're going to go to high school, if somebody doesn't go to a Catholic high school, it's, oh my God, what happened to your child? Did your dad lose your job?
I just think,
poor guy, you got to go to Kirkwood High, you got to go to Lindbergh. Oh my, I can't believe it.
That is, that is, seems,
what, you
got to be,
save 16,000 a year? What are you, fools?
It seems to be a specialty of the St. Louis caulk. You know,
I've never seen anything like it anywhere, where if you don't go to the private school, I don't know if you're going to make it. I don't know. Good luck.
Right, like Ladue schools are like the second best in the state.
Yeah, but it's not private.
It isn't.
A lot of successful people have gone to Horton Watkins.
Jennings.
Jennings. I know two of my friends went there, are lawyers, one in New York, one here in St. Louis.
I bet the overwhelming majority of people who go to Ladue High School do quite well for themselves.
Yeah, but are you eventually going to be shunned by the Cox if you don't send your kid to a private school? That's what we were worried about.
No, you won't.
I think it's very important for me anyway with my son to not have religion in his life. And so as much as I'd love for him to go to St. Louis University High School, I don't know about that whole thing. You know, that's my own personal thing.
Block yeshiva?
More block yeshiva, yes.
That's what you're considering, even though you're not Jewish.
Right.
You're going to send him to a Hebraic school. Trying to avoid religion.
The trying to avoid religion, yes.
Well, you probably won't be able to do that at block yeshiva.
You might.
You don't think so? No. Sometimes I wonder.
You might.
Guys, I know people who pay for private school and then make their kids get loans for college. Thanks, Steve in Wildwood.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
Doug, if you ain't AMDG for high school, then you are doomed to a life of manual labor. That comes from Stubby Applause.
What's AMDG?
That's Latin for the greater glory of God, which is the Jesuit motto.
Okay.
If memory serves from my time at the university high school. Okay.
My kid is half Jewish, so he's obviously smart. I just want to make sure that he's you know, getting encouraged.
What
public
part?
School with the unwashed?
Now you're saying public school kids are unwashed.
It's a joke, Doug.
All right. Well, I'm disappointed in the joke.
We wouldn't send him to public school if we didn't think it was good.
Guys, send your kid to Freeburg High. We have Ride Your Tractor to School Day. That's from Bubbles, and he has a lesbian girlfriend, and that has to be intriguing.
Freeburg's kind of a cool little town.
Well, they move over there and do the show.
Well, it's a long way. It's out there by Eckerd's.
What do they got that makes it cool?
It's just kind of a quaint little town.
Well, who's big for them?
Bubbles. I think Danny Cox lives in Freeburg.
And Fred from the Poor Part of the Nail, I think.
Boy, that Danny Cox is a big person, and he shakes your hand.
It stays shaken.
He will break a bone in your hand.
Don't worry, the cat, I can get your kid and do the St. Louis University High School. That's from P. Hump, who was student council president.
Well, we got a little time to figure out what we're going to do about high school, but so far, so good in public school. Again, I just don't want my son to suffer ramifications down the road when the Cock community turns their collective back on him.
Well, no, it's not going to happen.
Four years.
By the time Tyler gets to high school, 4 years at St. Louis U High will be $75,000 or so.
Yeah, but then he'll be embraced by your community.
Your community?
Why?
Doug's community?
The greater Cock community of the St. Louis area proper.
Well, I'm sure there'll be an overwhelming majority of cocks at Ladue High School as well.
All right.
You're just now realizing it.
Well, I've got to say that in his school, it seems to be a wide array of different types of kids, which is a good thing.
What, are you commuting in from Chicago?
No, it is. We got all sorts.
Guys, come enjoy beautiful Millstatt. That's from Mike in Millstatt. Doug, I'm not familiar with Millstatt. I know it's over in the land of Lincoln.
Yeah. Right by Freeburg.
Maybe that's where we need to go. I really like that Anbrier golf course.
There are some really cool little small towns over there on the Illinois side if you don't get over there. And a lot of people refuse to ever cross the Mississippi River. They have no idea what's over there on the Illinois side. But there are some cool little towns over there.
The Cox will turn their back on him, the cat. Believe ya, boy. That comes from Manchild 79.
All right, I better sign him up for private school stat.
That just cost you a ton of money.
The tuition from SLU, you end up saving on Scalies and Cali.
Yeah, well, the Bonds didn't, I can tell you that much.
From Butch McGuire.
That's not true. That is definitely not true.
How many of your kids went to the university?
Just one.
Oh, okay.
And then
he's a sharp kid. Great athlete,
well, you have
sharp
to be
kid.
To get through it. You have to almost be a 4.0 student, darn near, coming out of grade school.
And once I knew I was going to Mizzou, I kind of shut it down for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And once I knew I was going to the journalism school, I really shut it down.
Yeah.
So you didn't get scholarship offers for the...
Mizzou doesn't give you much in the way of scholarship. About $1,000. They don't. They didn't have to when he was coming out.
So
you know, they had more,
you paid
far
for,
more kids wanting to come.
For SLU probably equaled $1,000, so it came out a lot.
No, no. Forget that scholarship talk.
I heard someone say Scali for Cali, so...
Yep. Mm. Scali for Cali.
I'm sure there are many that did. I'm sure there are many that didn't.
What kind of student were you when you were in high school?
Brilliant scholar.
What was your cum?
In college?
No, no, high school.
Oh, geez, I think.
B, A?
This B type stuff.
B?
Yeah, 3-2 or
no,
so.
No,
three.
No scally for collie?
No, no. I didn't hardly need it back then.
It's surprising because when I hear you talk now, I believe you're brilliant.
Yeah, I didn't put the effort in that I should have.
Mm-hmm.
I look back and I can't believe I didn't try harder than I did.
I agree with you on that. I really do. I truly do believe it. Yeah. I feel that way.
Yeah, because you waste an opportunity to learn something. Back then, you think you had all the answers. You get older, yeah. You realize.
I was just tired. That's what I just was like tired. That's really what it was.
I was interested in the next game.
Chasing Hoers.
Whatever it was. And the next basketball game. Or
all you guys were doing were going to state championship games.
Well, I mean, as a kid, growing up, that's what had my attention.
Well, in St. Gabriel's, that's how you're judged if you win that seventh grade tournament.
Well, you're going to win it. You don't need to be judged by it. That's how the officials are judged, how they can make it happen.
But when you're in high school, college, you think you know more than you do. So you're like, I'll take the easiest route on this. I won't actually learn the stuff or whatever. And then later you realize, I don't know that much. I could have used an education.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why I think it wouldn't be the worst idea in the world. I know there are some countries that do it. After high school, you got to spend a year or two in service to the country, whether it's military or whatever. And then you go to college when you're like 20. I think that would help.
What about a gap year?
That would help. Yeah. That would help a lot of people.
What is that, working at the Gap for a year?
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
But a lot
See
of them are going out of business.
All about?
You know, with the mall situation, what it is around the country, a lot of those Gaps have gone out of business.
Doug, have you thought about going back to get your MBA? Thanks. It's from Mitch the Sex Kitten.
I couldn't get through it now. I wouldn't have the discipline still to do it.
But see, now if I were to go into college in these lectures that I never attended at the University of Missouri, I would be fascinated, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I would too. As you get older, you realize it's kind of cool to learn new things.
Yeah.
And when you're younger in college, it's kind of cool to, wow, that girl's sure good looking. I wonder what I should say
that's
to her.
What you said about
and there's a party coming up at 6. Part. And yeah, that's what you're thinking about.
And you also think you don't need to know that stuff. And you realize later in life, I should have learned.
Well, a lot of it you didn't need to know. I didn't. I had a bunch of classes that were absolute BS that I wish they would have given me information that I could have used for my whole life.
Like what? How to fertilize your lawn?
Oh, certain literature classes, and I'm sure
it's
there is
part of
there
the
is some point
process.
To it.
But they try to give you a well-rounded.
Yeah, you're a Renaissance man now.
Yeah, it had no place at all in my life. It did me no good whatsoever. Most people come out of school right now and there's so many things, you know, they don't know how to do their taxes. They couldn't change a tire. They're just life type stuff that you're not taught in school.
So you're saying that in college you should be majoring in tire change.
That's probably a high school thing where you should have learn certain life skills that people don't have anymore.
Captain Jim learned fireworks, and that's why he has Captain Jim's fireworks. Doug, it's the only fireworks stand in the area that offers a no dud guarantee. If something doesn't fire properly, just bring it back, and Captain Jim's will replace it, no questions asked. How about that?
Nice.
You got a bunch of people over, and you want to shoot some fireworks out of wiffle ball bats. That's what we did in South City.
Right.
At each other.
Sure.
That's dangerous.
What could go wrong?
We don't suggest that, Tim.
I'm just saying this is how I grew up.
No, we have a lot of people that want to follow in your footsteps. So it's not encouraged.
Yeah, so you get the wiffle ball bat, and then you put the bottle rocket right out of the end of it. And then you think you finally are going to shoot your friend with a bottle rocket from about 5-10 feet away,
right,
and then it's a dud.
Right.
Well, go take it back to Captain Jim.
Oh, he'll give you the money back.
Right.
Do you remember the feeling of glory when you had an M80 in your hands, which is really a small amount? But
blow your hand off.
It is like a partial stick of dynamite.
Oh yeah.
And you thought it was the greatest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I took sex ed 3 times so I could master male on male penetration. Thanks, white collar gangster. Is that true?
No. White collar gangster just got suspended for those remarks. He just got suspended for those remarks, a period of 2 days' time, and his name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule. I'm writing it down with an ink pen from Wright Business Products.
I thought he
was like
the gentleman lover of Tony, and I thought they had offspring coming.
Well, that's what I hear. That's the word on the street. Doesn't necessarily mean he's the father.
Ah. Because he's bottoming?
Well, according to his text, apparently he is.
Design Air is the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour. They've been serving the St. Louis area since 1904. They're the number one train dealer in Missouri. Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth generation owner-operators, and they really do care about their customers. and I am a Designer customer. If you do find, especially with how hot it is, my God, 6:30 this morning, hot as the day is long, that your air conditioning is not working, then make sure you call Designer at 314-739-1600 or visit designairservice.com. Make sure to mention you listen to TMA, as Designer is now donating a portion of all sales from our audience to Three Little Birds for Life. Designer, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Guys, I never learned to change a tire because I feel a societal duty to keep CBC grads employed. Thanks. That's from P-Hump, yeah. St. Louis University High School class of 1990.
All right.
That's Men for Others right there, Doug. You can't teach it. You either are or you aren't.
I would have loved to have come out of school knowing how to do basic electrical work, plumbing, carpentry.
Well, then you should have gone to a trade school.
How to cook.
I mean, that's not what college is for.
Well, it doesn't take 15 classes to learn how to do that. If you just had like one or two classes that said, here's basic survival skills in life, I think you'd come out a better rounded person. You think you didn't take one BS class that you've got zero out of your whole life that you couldn't have changed that class
into
something to learn some life skills?
Yeah, but I didn't take any of
them.
I think that's the whole point of what we're saying, is that maybe if we went back and took classes now, we'd get more out of it because we'd have a knowledge that we're dumb and can learn something and maybe make ourselves a little bit better.
And now that we're paying for it, too. Whoever's paying for it tends to take it a lot more seriously. I know when I was just at Merrimack, there were some people in those classes that were 35 years old, and they always just aced it completely.
Really?
Because they were there for a reason.
Yeah.
They realized, well, I screwed up the first time.
Yeah. I took 4 years of Spanish, and all I can say is, ¿Cómo gritas, hijo?
Oh, Pepe y yo somos buenos amigos.
4 years. What was I doing? I passed the tests.
But that would have been a nice skill.
I got B's in Spanish.
Would have been a very nice skill to have.
Absolutely.
That was a skill that you should have paid it. I did the same thing and moved to Miami, and I fought it even more. I said, I'm not speaking Spanish. I'm in America. They should speak American.
Because you're
a cock. I fought it even more.
You're a proud cock.
Stupid me. It would be fantastic to be bilingual. We're one of the few countries on the planet that where people generally don't speak more than one language.
What makes you say that?
Well, in Europe, there's people there who speak five different languages.
Yeah, talk about Europe. They don't use soap there.
Yeah. For the dumbs.
You know what we are? We're three...
They're for the dumbs.
We are three cautionary tales. We are three cautionary tales. People that had the benefits of going to college, to good schools, and were three dopes.
Yep. We're for the dumbs.
At least we use soap, though.
Doug, my son is currently at SIU Carbondale taking a class called billiards. He is effing stupid.
Right. And that's probably costing him a couple thousand dollars, that class.
We got a break. Design Air 7 o'clock hour is in the books, the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to open up the phone lines and take questions from the list.
It's your show.
It's Press
You've given the show
Wednesday.
To the community.
Yes, exactly. We're calling it Giving Back to the Community Radio for time that we don't have sold. Rick Hummel is going to join us in the program. We're giving away Cardinal tickets for tonight's game for the Hot Shots email today, plus a Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning.